You're in the firing line today.
In the firing line. In Achier. On the front line, in Achier.
Fireside Chats, which was the name adopted by President Roosevelt for his broadcasts to the American people on topics of national interest and importance. How do you say, how would you translate
that? Well, you say fireside checks.
Chats.
Okay. Chats, I know, I understand. Sermunculi, little talks, ad focum, at the hearse. That's very simple.
They actually took place in 1933. I looked it up. And became customary during President Roosevelt's administration.
Oh, yeah.
Then in England, we had fire watchers. There were volunteers who kept watch for fires started by enemy air raids during World War II. How do you say? How would you say that?
Yeah, you're going to say vigilie. Vigilie adversus incendia. Watches against fires.
How do you say enemy air raids?
Ma, vigiliae contra incendia.
That's a difficult
one. De inimi corum impetibus or incursionibus.
Incursionibus, but they didn't have the concept of air raids because they didn't
have
aeroplanes.
No, it's aereus, then you just say air incursions. We can say all that stuff. That's easy. It's not, it's this jargon that's hard.
And then there's an expression which, according to my book, comes from the Noah's Ark. This expression, men stand with their back to the fire. An old explanation of this expression is that when the dog's nose proved too small to stop a leak in the ark, Noah sat on a hole to keep the water out.
Is that right? I've never
Ever since,
that.
Men have felt the need to warm their backs and dogs have had cold noses.
Oh, I've never heard that story.
So, how do you say, men stand with their back to the fire and dogs have had cold noses?
Ba homines ad ignem dorsa convertunt. Et gelidos habent canes nasos. And dogs have cold noses.
How do you say firefly?
Oh, that Cicindela.
Cicindela.
Marshall, you can't believe it. Marshall, the poet, you know, who died in 103 after Christ. He wrote all these epigrams, Marshall's epigrams, heaven's sakes. And then at dinner, they used to give people like door prizes. And some of the door prizes were like little animals, you know, in boxes. Oh, it's the cutest thing in the world that people would get.
Real animals.
At their place, you know. And they would catch, and it's cute. And he said, here now, except, what does he say? Except this animal to which nature has given her own lantern.
How do you say that in Latin?
Well, that's what he kind of says that. Suam, propriam, dated natura lampadem, her own light. And that's a Cicindela. So some people, you know what we did as kids, you know, put some grass and stuff and then collect fireflies and kind of watch them in this bottle. Ah, heaven's sakes. They've been doing that for ages.
You don't give people animals these days.
I know. Don't touch the animals. Leave them go. I know.
You don't put them in boxes.
I know. I don't put them any. I don't do anything like that.
Everybody's...
Did you see the thing out here in the biopark out here in Rome where they got the five wolves from Croatia?
No.
Oh, where have you been? There was a zoo in Croatia, huh? That said, we have to close. We can't afford the zoo. We can't take care of the animals.
How do you say that in Latin?
Debemos claudere hortos zoologicos. Non possumus neque sumptus sustinere animalium et hortorum. The animals in the park. So the word got around the world. And these people out here near Fiumicino, they have this whole thing. It's beautiful. It's not cages. But they have sections where the animals can be free.
Like a safari park.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
How do you say safari park?
I don't know. Horti safariensis. Safariensis. Well, that's a place in Ethiopia. Anyway, and so what do? So these Italians contacted the Croatians. I don't even think they bought them. They just took them or adopted them. And they're so beautiful. Five huge silver wolves. Oh!
You've seen them.
Well, pictures of them. I have to go out there. And when they were flown from thing there, from Croatia to Fiumicino, oh, there was a band and everyone was out at the airport to see the wolves. And then they were put in the park, and the mayor and have senators went out there to see these beautiful animals.
Well, maybe they should have put them on the Capitoline Hill.
Oh, no, not in the city. All that gas and stuff. And they seem to be pretty happy out there because they're free. And now they have a thing with the children. They have a contest of giving names to the five wolves. Oh, it's beautiful. Talking about taking care of the animals. Ooh.
So, how do you say a contest to give the wolves a name?
Chertamen.
Children are finding.
Are
entering puri, a contest.
Puri ingredientur certamen, dandis lupis nominibus, for giving names to the wolves. Oh, it's really beautiful. The people went crazy over the thing. They're really beautiful. And one came up like to the window. And if you look in the eyes, you can just see the intelligence of these animals. They're smart. They're smarter than we are, that's for sure. Anyway.
There's another expression to do with a fire. Let's get back to fire. If you would enjoy the fire, you must put up with the smoke.
Ah.
I don't know.
I don't think any Latin author said that. But you can say it. Si frui cupis igne, ferre debes fumum.
But what it really means is that you must take the rough with the smooth, no?
Oh, yeah, if you want the... Yeah, you're going to... Yeah, certainly. That's easy enough.
Every convenience has its inconvenience.
Yeah, that's all right.
So how do you say all those things?
Huh?
Take the rough with the smooth.
Quodque commodum... Sua secum infert incommoda. Every convenience brings with itself its own inconveniences.
I'd like to end on a sad note.
Oh no, what?
Everybody's nightmare is to be fired from their job.
Yeah. The Romans didn't have that kind of a thing. It's dimittere, just to be dismissed. Or abitere, to be thrown off. Ego omnes timent, ne dimitantur. All people are afraid lest they be sent away. That's...
They didn't have things like trade unions, did they?
No, almost. They had like collegia, which were in the Middle Ages too, you know. Colleges, or what do you call those things up in Germany? The Hansa.
Guilds.
Guilds, almost. They had almost. But they didn't have like rights. You could, no, Lord, the Romans didn't... go for that stuff, like marches. The Romans marched. They marched out to Monte Sacro once. All the citizens left the city, and they said, this is a hunger strike, and we're not coming back until we get our rights.
It was like a strike.
That was a strike. And there was another one, Aventine, the Aventine Hill. And, of course, the aristocracy always ran Rome. There was no democracy around here. Everyone knows that. Yeah, it happened. Two big ones in Roman history.
So what did they call them?
They called them secessio, secession. Another one, all the citizens said, if we don't get our rights, we're going up into the Aventine Hill. And they marched, like in the Circus Maximus, they marched out and they sat on the Aventine Hill. And the poor senators down below just had to give in.
Italy, still today, they say that we're going up to the Aventine, the politicians.
That's why. That's precisely why. The famous secessio in Aventinum. The removal or the marching off onto the Aventine Hill. And we're going to sit there until we get it. Hunger strike, if you want to call it, or something. Or a sit-in, that it is. A sit-in. A concessio.
On the Capitoline Hill?
In Capitolio.
Mm. That beautiful square there.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you see the new thing? I have to go inside. I saw pictures. The new section of the museums where they put Marcus Aurelius. They have a whole, they say it's out of this world. Incredible. And Caesar's Forum from 3000 BC or something.
What did they discover exactly?
Well, a burial site.
A burial site.
Of the Bronze Age. Can you imagine stuff? Like, this is way before the Romans were ever thought of.
Anyway, they may not have had trade unions as such, but they had firefighters, though, in Rome.
Oh, yeah. Vigiles. They were the vigiles that you have in Italian today. Or excubiae.
Excubia
are the watchmen. Mm. So they had fire watchmen. Oh, they had fires every other minute around here. Mm.
Because houses were made of wood.
And that's why they had that law that you couldn't bury or burn a dead person in the city.
Mm.
Hygienic reasons, and let's not start another fire around here. Everything was being burned down. Everything about every other day.
How do you say, let's not start another fire around here?
Nay, nay. Nay, excitemus aliud hic incendium.
Heartfelt thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State as the Pope's own Latinist.